This podcast and our many other ministries are only possible because of your generosity. You can give and support Grace by going to gracelutheran1.org/give or by clicking on the link in the show description. Thank you for your support. Our scripture reading today comes from the Gospel of Luke, the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. At that very time, there were some present who told him about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. He asked them, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, that they were worse sinners than all the other Galileans? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish just as they did." Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit and found none. So he said to the gardener, "See here, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and still I find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil?" He replied, "Sir, let it alone for one more year until I dig around it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Those who know me best know that I am a competitive person. And I'm often a competitive person about things that are not super important. And this has been especially true since my childhood. See, many times when we played board games together as a family, I would get unnecessarily competitive. And one of our favorite games to play as a family was called the Game of Life. The rules were pretty simple. Everyone started at the same point, the beginning of their board game life. And throughout the game, as it went on, you had the opportunity to make choices and pick cards that would decide your future. You could graduate from high school and get a job immediately, or you could go to college and try to make more money. And at the end of the day, everyone totaled up all their cards and looked to see who had lived the most successful life. And I remember one particularly interesting game of life where I got very angry about something that happened to me. You see, I was going along and I was doing quite well in this game of life. I had graduated from college, I had a good job, and now came the time to pick the card that would decide what kind of house I was going to live in. Would I live in a great big mansion? Would I live in a loft in the city? Or would I live in a nice house by the lake? But much to my disappointment, I picked a card that was none of these. In fact, I picked a card that was the worst possible house that I could live in. The house was all broken down, the windows had holes in them, and there was a great big crack all the way through the middle of the house. I got so angry and frustrated and upset that I immediately wanted to switch in another card. But my mom politely told me, "No, that's not how the game works." And so I got upset, I threw down the card, and I stormed off to my room, and I completely gave up on the game of life. I share that story with you because sometimes we have that feeling, that experience in our real life. When we look out at the world and all the things that are happening, we are often not filled with a sense of hope about our future. We are not filled with a sense of hope of promise, but we see things that are happening that make no sense at all. We see things that are happening in the world around us or even in our very lives that, quite frankly, are ungodly. Tragic things happen, sad things happen, unfortunate things happen, confusing things happen. And like my 7-year-old self, when these things happen, we feel like giving up and throwing in the cards. But for those of us who feel that way, either today or any time in our life, Jesus has an important word for us about what it means to live in the midst of confusing and difficult circumstances. In our gospel reading today, we hear some news that frankly isn't very good news, that the current events of the day, much like today, are surrounded with tragedy and situations that make no sense. We hear about one thing, about Galileans dying at the hands of the brutal and ruthless Pontius Pilate, the person who would eventually take Jesus' life himself. And these are not individuals who were guilty of any crime, but Jesus says that these were people who were innocent and fell in a tragic circumstance. We also hear a reference to a great tower falling that killed many, many people in its wake and in its accident. And Jesus' disciples and followers turn to him and ask why this has happened. And they try to come up with reasons why this has happened. Did these people sin in some way? Surely there must be an explanation. Surely there must be a reason. But Jesus gives them no specific reason why this tragedy happened, only to say that this happened not because they were sinners. It reminds us of a similar passage in the Gospels in which Jesus says that the rain falls on the good and the bad alike. That we don't get an answer to why good people suffer sometimes, but instead Jesus calls us to look inward during confusing and difficult circumstances. He says the best way that we can change the world around us, the best way that we can live through difficult circumstances, is to take care of our own trees. Jesus shares a parable at the closing of our gospel reading, saying that each one of us is like a fig tree. Each one of us is like a tree capable of bearing fruit. And what we must do is we must cultivate the soil and ground around us, and we must produce good fruit. Now, what does this all mean, this talk of trees and trees that are barren and trees that are being good fruit? Well, it reminds me of actually a former coach, the Chicago Bulls, that used to say something similar. You see, in 2011, the Chicago Bulls were the best that they had been since the Michael Jordan era. And they were led by a new and dynamic coach named Tom Thibodeau. And while the Bulls did not win the championship that year, they won more games in the regular season than any other team. And this coach, Tom Thibodeau, won Coach of the Year. And one of the things that the 2011 Bulls were most known for is their defense. They had an incredible defensive system and team. They could stop even the best players from scoring at times. And the coach Tom Thibodeau had a mantra. And the mantra to his players was simple but important. It was do your job. That each person on the team had a role to play, had a function to carry out. And what they needed to do in order for everything to work well is to do their job. See, it's easy while a player is doing their job to think about something that's happening on the other side of the court, to think about something another player is or isn't doing, and to try to make up for that other person's shortcoming. But to do so creates even more defensive weakness, even more defensive confusion, and the whole thing falls apart. But when everyone does their job like they are supposed to, things work as they should. When Jesus says to us that we are to cultivate a spiritual tree that produces good fruit, he is saying a similar thing to us. Do your job. You see, it's easy in the world of 24-hour news to be distracted by all the things happening in the world. It's easy to look at the world around us and feel hopeless and despondent, like the disciples did when they heard about the Galileans losing their lives, or they heard about the Tower of Siloam fall. But Jesus' message to us is clear: to do your job. And one of the things that we need to realize is as we're doing our jobs as Christians, is that our job is not to be the savior of the whole world. We already have one of those, and he does a far better job than any of us ever could. See, our job might look like being a good father, or being a good mother, or being a good husband, or being a good wife, or it might look like being someone who helps out at church, or gives to a food pantry, or calls a friend who is lonely or who just lost a loved one. You see, doing our job may seem simple and small, but in doing our job, we find purpose. In doing our job, we find hope, even in the midst of terrible and confusing circumstances. Martin Luther once said that if I knew that the world was ending tomorrow, I'd plant a tree. Now, to the worldly person, that seems silly. It seems silly to plant a tree when the world is ending tomorrow, but Martin Luther understood that his job as a Christian was to plant spiritual trees, and God's job was to save the world in the end. You see, do your job and let God do his job. And as Jesus reminds us, doing our job looks like being a tree that produces fruit. And there's some things a tree does, and there's some things a tree does not do. You see, a tree does not try to reach across the yard and give shade to other parts of the yard. A tree does not try to reach across the yard and be another tree. No, a tree is firmly rooted in a spot. But a tree has important roles and things that it does. It produces fruit, it produces shade, and it produces shelter for the birds around it. Now, there may be things and situations in your life and in your world that you can't reach, that you can't change, that you can't affect, and that's okay. That's understandable because, again, we're not the savior of the whole world. God is the savior. But as a tree, you do have a role to play, and your role is important. I think if all of you look within your side yourself and ask you that simple question, who is God calling me to be? What is God calling me to do? Where is God calling me to act and live in the simple things in life? You will see where God is calling you, and you will refocus and repurpose yourself to the life God is calling you to. Yes, sometimes as Christians, it seems like our lives are small. Yes, sometimes as Christians, it seems like our lives are insignificant, that there is not that much we can do or be. But if our smallness, combined with all the other Christians' smallness around the world, makes a great big difference. So be a tree that produces fruit. Be a person that does his or her job. And know that as you do this, God goes with you and ahead of you to help you in all that you will do and say. Let us pray. Holy and loving God, we give you thanks for our Savior Jesus Christ, who saves the world so we don't have to. Help us live with compassion and empathy and look for opportunities to live out our Christian calling in our daily lives. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. We encourage you to like our Facebook page, subscribe to our YouTube page, and follow us on Instagram at @GLC_Richmond. If you need anything at all, you can reach out to us by email. Our email is office@gracelutheran1.org. May God continue to bless you.